presents Raise a Love with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Leighton Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray.
How much longer are you going to be up there in the loft? I keep telling you that your housekeeping money isn't up there.
I know, darling. I found that some time ago in one of Mother's old boots. But, Ted, I can't find our snapshot album anywhere.
Oh, that? Oh. I'll come up and help you look for it, dear.
All right.
Uh-huh. What's all the trouble about, Kitty?
Our family album, Ted. It's vanished. Every photograph I've ever had taken was in it. Our courting days, our wedding shots, our honeymoon.
Well, at least we've got rid of the evidence. Oh, but I wouldn't worry. It'll turn up sometime, darling.
But that's not the point, Ted. I want it today. Some of the neighbors are coming in for a cup of tea this afternoon, and I thought it might make conversation easier.
Yes. Yes, that's true, yes. As I remember, there were some very interesting photographs in our album. Our wedding reception, for a start.
Yes, Ted. Fortunately, I managed to tear that one up before we lost the book.
Oh?
Yeah. Some wedding reception we had in a scout hut.
Was it my fault it rained? I booked the recreation ground. But anyway, how was I to know that the scouts would be holding a sing-song around the campfire at the same time? Even you have to admit, Kitty, that that scoutmaster was very helpful.
Uh-huh.
They even took the happy couple to the station on their trek cart.
Yes, Pat. And one way or another, we've been in the cart ever since. And while we're on the subject, whose idea was it to go camping with them on our honeymoon?
Oh, come on, dear. It wasn't as bad as that. And let's face it, Kitty. What other girl has come back from her honeymoon being able to boast that she's a fully qualified peewit?
You were different, though. You even went a qualified nitwit. Oh, but, Ted, we still haven't found our album. I distinctly remember putting it down there in the corner with some old papers and books. Hey, wait a minute. They're gone as well.
They have?
Uh-huh.
Well, I'll tell you what. How about a nice game of snakes and ladders in front of the fire?
Ted Ray, we play no games in front of the fire.
Well, you could have fooled me, but...
Okay, my little odd man out. You've had your fun. Come on, tell me. Where is our photograph album?
Well, Kitty, remember last Thursday you insisted on that bonfire?
Uh-huh.
You did, didn't
yes,
you?
Yes, I did, yeah.
Well, I must have picked up the album with all those other things by mistake.
Oh, Ted, what a stupid thing for you to do.
Well, I didn't think.
You... Now they've all gone. All those photographs I treasured through the years. My brother, my father, and my mother. Why, you can't replace those sort of things.
Oh, don't you worry, darling. I'll do what I can. I'll tell you what.
Right.
I'll try and get copies from the files at Scotland Yard.
Yeah. That's it. That's right. That's right. Run down my family. Run down my mother.
I'd love to. Wearing football boots.
Now, Ted, will you stop that? I'm upset enough as it is with you burning the album. Look at the trouble we've got to go through now.
Trouble?
Uh-huh.
What are you getting at, Kitty?
Well, it's perfectly obvious, Ted. Somehow we've got to get all those photographs taken again.
Now, wait a minute. No, please. Now, we'd have to think about this.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, take the wedding reception for a start.
Yeah.
Why, all those scouts, you'd never get them back.
No.
They're probably all grown up with families of their own by now.
Oh.
You must have noticed in that hut how friendly they were getting with the girl guides.
He's off again. I'm serious about this, Ted. I want to recapture all those millstones in my life.
You don't know what you're saying, Kitty. You talk about my getting weird ideas, but this is crazy. No, dear, I'm sorry. This is one time when hubby must put his foot down. In the past, I admit, I've not only been tolerant, but downright agreeable. No man can do more. I pander to your whims and fancies, but this is the limit, dear. This is breaking point. We are not, repeat, not having those photographs retaken.
Well, here we are, darling. This is the photographer's.
All right, you've got me here, but I'm going to tell you something.
Uh-huh.
This is the last whim I pander to.
Yes, Ted.
And I'm rapidly running out of tolerance.
We're going in.
All right, but when we get in there, I'm not going to smile.
Oh, good morning, good morning, good morning. Basil Butterfield at your service. What? Well, what a delightful picture you make. Cotton grattas and all that sort of thing.
Well, thank you, Mr. Butterfield, but we've been married 10 years.
Oh, I say, Basil, sorry. So is Teddy.
I'm warning you, boy. One more crack like that and I'll ram that top hat down over your eyes.
Charming.
Yes. The thing is, Mr. Butterfield, yes. We've lost our original wedding photograph and we'd like to have it done again.
Oh, I see. It's simply splendid. What? Really lovely. Well, I'll just fix up the light here. And we'll be saying, watch the bride here. I mean the bird here. Yes, well. Basil, you are a witty one.
Can we get this over with, Basil?
Yes.
The safety pin on this frock coat is going to go at any minute.
Now, please don't bustle, Basil. A la cha chi cha, a ria cha chi cha, a ta 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 ti ti ta 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 ti ta.
You can cut that out for a start. We can do without the fighting music.
Righty, hair. Well, now, Basil's nearly ready. Nice big grin is not. Come along. Guess your cat is. That's right. While Basil throws the confetti in the air, up we go then. Poof. Oh, that was pretty.
Well, that's that. Come on, let's get out of here.
Wait a minute, not quite so fast.
Well, darling, that's the wedding photograph taken. What else have you got in mind?
Well, I'd like to have a word with Mr. Butterfield. Yeah. Mr. Butterfield, can I feel myself at this
moment? Oh, I say, what? Yes, Basil's a specialist, aren't you?
Oh, good.
Yes. Well, leave it to me then, Mrs. Rand.
Well, thank you. That's all fixed, Ted. You can go into the other studio with Basil while I go and do some shopping, honey.
What is all this? And when you go out, don't get carried away. No buying a wedding cake. You understand? No cake. No wedding cake.
No wedding cake. Why should I? We didn't have one first time. Just 2 dozen sponge fingers with a very thin layer of marzipan. I'll see you later, perpetrator.
And the nar. Come along, Mr. Red.
Just a minute, Basil. Before we go any further, what was my wife whispering about?
Mm-hmm.
And why are you undoing my braces?
Oh, no.
Hey, what's it?
Come along now. No showing off now. Or you won't get a sweetie.
Oh, shut up.
No. Come along. Off with the shirties. That's right. Come along. Off with the vesties.
What are you doing? What's this all about? Or are you doing a French version of our album?
Please. Tut and double tut. Yes. Basil will slap now. Come along now. Now get on here.
Why, Severin, it's cold. What are you doing with that rug? I'm not being photographed.
Come along, you willful boy. Basil will have to tell wifey. Now, come along. This won't take a moment. There we go now. Old rattling dandies. What a pity you've got all your toothy pegs.
If you don't let me get off this rug, Butterfield, you'll lose a few of yours.
Please. Now, a big smile now, and no dribblies. Just watch the little teddy bear, and there, all over.
Well, thank you for nothing. I'll have a word with Kitty about this. Here I am, a teddy, there on a rug. How about that? Eh? Yes. All right. And good morning to you. I'm going to be really late at the office this morning.
Good morning, Miss Ray.
Morning.
Oh, I see. Whatever's happened. I mean, you look so... Well, I suppose smart would describe it. And I'm mad, but simply mad about your green morning coat.
Well, it wasn't meant to be green, but our attic's a bit damp. Mind you, it looks a bit better now that I've scraped the penicillin off the lapels. You must come up to my attic sometime and look at my mushrooms.
Yes, I can't wait to see them. By the way, Mr. Trumbull keeps coming out of the office and rubbing his hands, waiting for you to appear.
What does he take me for, a genie? I may be a bit late, but I'll soon catch up with my work.
Oh, you're so right, Mr. Ray, but simply so right.
Do you always talk through a piece of carbon paper?
Ray, step into my office a minute.
Coming, Mr. Trumbull.
Good heavens, Ray. Don't tell me you've taken a busking. Maybe you're going out this evening, or are you on your way home from a fancy dress party? And if you are, what did you go at?
Oh, he's Sarky. Sarky, that's what he is. There's a perfectly simple explanation, Mr. Trumbull. I've just been having my wedding photographs taken.
Oh, that's nice. Congratulations, Ray. What the devil are you blathering about, man? Wedding photographs? You already are married. That's bigamy. You can't go about doing this sort of thing, you know. After all, I'm only married to my Mariah.
And that's certainly big of you.
You can say that again. I'm perfectly happy with my lot.
And what a lot there is of your Mariah. She's been trying for 3 days to get her hula hoop off.
Lies, Ray, lies. And I'm still waiting for a sane explanation of your conduct, Ray. Always assuming there is one. Pray, tell me there is one, Ray.
Well, of course there is. It's simply that by mistake I burned our photograph album and Kitty insists on having all the pictures taken again.
Oh, well, that's reasonable, Ray. I never thought I'd use that word in connection with you. But I do feel a trifle hurt you didn't approach me for the job. I don't know whether you realize it or not, but I've recently purchased an F393.2 enigmatic 3-filter automatic range job.
Well, that's all very well, Mr. Trumbull, but what we needed was a camera.
Well, that's what I just said. There is a camera.
Well, you could have fooled me.
Yes. As a matter of fact, I've been interested for some time in photographic studies.
Eh?
Yes, here's one, for example.
Well, you know. Very nice. A close-up of the gasometer at Wapping.
Oh, you can't talk to the fellow. For your information, Ray, that is a study of my Mariah.
Well, it's still Wapping. But, you know, this photography business sounds quite interesting, Mr. Trumbull.
It most certainly is. That's why I've entered for the local competition.
Oh, that's funny. I went in for a local competition once. I drank 4 pints in 5 minutes.
I'm quite sure you did, Ray.
Yes.
But this one happens to be for the finest photograph entered, with a £500 prize for the winner.
Oh.
There are several sections. Still life, landscape, interiors.
Starkers?
What are you talking about? Oh, one of these days I'll sort you out, Ray. Now get out, or I'll fire you. I'll fire you.
All right, you can cut out the double talk. I'm going. So that's how it is, Kitty. I have solved our little problem.
Don't tell me. Let me guess. You're going back to your mother.
I'm doing no such thing. Anyway, why should I? My father never has.
Oh.
No, Kitty, ignoring your feeble attempt at domestic humor, mm-hmm. I've got an idea about the photograph album. This will dazzle, baffle, and amaze you.
Mm-hmm.
I personally, on my own, with no help, am entering for a local photographic competition with a £500 prize.
What are you talking about, man? Your knowledge of photography is negative.
There you go. There you go again, belittling me. There's nothing to it. It's a doddle.
Oh.
Broken down for the layman, you simply press a button and you're well away.
It's
like electric light. It's tricky at first, but you soon get the hang of it.
Now, Ted, how would you know about electric light? I still have to go around at sunset with one of your old walking sticks with a nail on it to light the gas mantle.
Now, stop exaggerating, dear. Anyway, it suits your mother, old granny by gaslight. Well, anyway, it's all settled. I'm going down to that camera shop to get my equipment. I'll take that sneer off Trumbull's face and have it enlarged.
Oh. I'll say, whatever happens, I've got that feeling that you're going to be in the dark about the whole thing.
Snap. Ah, this is the place. Everything for the camera enthusiast. What does it say? Pin-up photographs overdeveloped. Postcards imported from Brighton. This should do me. What's the betting we've still got the same shop doorbell? You see, I'd have won, too. My, they've certainly got some stock in here. I don't even recognize all of it. What's this weird-looking thing with three legs, a square head, and one beady eye?
Getting in mine. My name is Sidney Minton, and I happen to be the proprietor of this spotted snappy to mind what you're doing with that hot flesh bulb in for me. What can I do for you, then?
Well, it's like this, Minting. I intend to win a local competition, and I want you to supply me with a first-class camera.
You don't make it very easy for me, do you?
Why? Why?
Well, I've got everything else but that. Just a moment. For a start, this is a genuine German mudding gland camera.
Let me have a look at that. Isn't it marvellous? It distinctly says made in England.
Really? You could have fooled me.
Stop that, Mincing. Right. Slipping them in and taking my lines. Every week I have to warn you about that.
I'm only trying to help you, you know.
You could have fooled me.
Thank you. As a matter of fact, I've been using this other type for some time now. I've been having a little trouble with my plate.
Oh? In what way?
It raspberry pripped underneath, isn't it?
You do keep popping them in, don't you?
Hence the trouble with the pips.
You know, you are vexing and most tiresome. Just tell me a decent camera and let me get out of here.
Well, we haven't decided which type you want yet.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, if you were going to photograph, shall we say, Sugar Ray Robinson, you'd probably use a box camera.
Clever. Clever, Mincing. Fiendishly clever.
Thank you. And then again, for a beach study of deck chairs, you would use a folding camera.
You really know your stuff, don't you?
Yes. Then, of course, there is what is known in the trade as a pantechnicon camera.
I'm with it, Mincing. I suppose a pantechnicon camera is for home movies. How about that? Home movies? It's in there somewhere, Mincing.
You know I wanted to say that.
I'm sorry.
I really don't care now whether I send you a camera or not.
I'm sorry, Sidney. It won't happen again, I promise.
Oh,
I'll take that model up there. After all, it's the man behind the camera that counts. How much is that one?
One and a penny.
What?
It's a shilling for the cardboard box and a penny for the pinhole.
It's a deal.
Well, now, here we are. Yeah. I put a piece of string around your camera to keep the lid from falling off. I would give you a demonstration, but I have another appointment.
Very well, Mincing, and I'll be running along.
What? What? Do you mean you don't wish to hear about my nephew, Bobby Young?
And I had one foot through the doorway. All right, this is it.
It could be. Well, it transpires that my nephew, Bobby Young, tried to be of great assistance to his headmaster at school yesterday.
You mean he resigned?
Please. Sydney's talking.
Yeah.
Sydney is talking. Thank you. It would appear that this headmaster inadvertently locked himself out of his own study.
I expect that the headmaster's name was Brown, and he wanted to get into a Brown study. As a suggestion.
Well, you were very lucky having that one, I must say. I've got worse to come yet. You see, my nephew...
Young.
The very same, the very same.
With you?
With me.
Yes.
Stay close.
Yes.
He got into a crouching position to enable his headmaster to climb onto his shoulders and so reach his window. Of course, it was a failure.
Really? Mm. And why was that, said he, all wide-eyed and innocent?
Well, it just goes to prove.
Mincing, for what you are about to say, you ought to be kept in late. You should.
I know I shouldn't, but it still goes to prove that you can't. Oh, this is horrible. You can't put an old head on young shoulders.
Now, hold it, Kitty. Hold it. Huh? There. There's no doubt about it. I'm getting good at this lark.
Oh, Ted, there are more photographs of me around this place than there are of Bridget Bardot in the Stoker's Mess Deck on the Ark Royal.
Well, I've got to practice, Kitty, to find things out. And talking about finding things out, what were you doing on the Ark Royal with the Chief Stoker?
Oh, please, darling, it was just a figure of speech.
Huh?
Look, you're wasting good film, Ted. Why don't you go and play with your camera somewhere else, huh?
Well, I've taken some very interesting pictures, dear. Mm-hmm. What was that Chief Stoker's name?
Oh, Ted.
I'll find out. Look at these pictures I've taken of old Mother Harris's cat. They're what you might call very good ginger snaps. But these photographs of you, darling, they aren't all the same, you know. You look, I've titled some of them.
Oh, yeah.
Look at this one. Woman with sink plunger. Or woman with slop bucket.
Oh.
Charming.
Now, Ted, you're not going to enter any of those in the competition. I'm not going to be displayed like that to the gawping gaze of the residents of Endersby Crescent. I'm not.
You're not very cooperative, Kitty.
Oh.
Someone's got to suffer for my art.
Oh, that'll be the post. I'll get it.
And I'll just pack up my camera and get ready for the office.
Oh, this should be interesting, Ted. It's the photographs from Basil Butterfield.
Oh, yes?
Oh, look, they're not bad at all, darling.
Oh.
This retake of our wedding photograph is very good. But you look a bit pensive, don't you?
I had every right to be. It all flooded back to me. The thought of that morning 10 years ago.
You are too kind, darling. And here's the other one, look. Oh, Ted, that's really something. My own little wee cherub, look at you. Oh, Ted, you've still got that dimple.
I have?
Uh-huh.
It's usually covered by a safety pin, isn't it? Let's have a look at that.
Yeah.
Oh, yes? This is not going to see the light of day anywhere. Just put it back in the envelope, Kitty, and I'll take it to the office.
Oh.
I'm not having you giggling all the morning. Whoever saw a baby with hair on its chest. And I wouldn't put it past you to show it to the milkman. This is going to be locked safely away. Nobody goes to my desk at the office.
And you don't go to it very often, do you?
I shall take my own photographs to the office. I just want to see Trumbo crumble when he looks at them. He doesn't stand a chance in this competition.
That's what I like about you, Ted, that wee streak of modesty.
Well, goodbye, dear. I'll be in at the usual time.
I know. Throwing out time.
Oh, women.
I'd pose for you as a model, but I must admit that like this, I'm simply, but simply freezing.
I'm sorry, Gloria. It's partly my fault. I left my mouth open. But it's very decent of you to bring a swimsuit to the office. Now, just one more shot, dear.
Oh, very well, but please do hurry, Miss Ray. My goose pimples are beginning to glow.
I don't blame them. Look where they are. But this is it, Gloria. Now, come on, darling. Right leg slightly forward. Turn your body a little towards the filing cabinet and just lean back. By the time I've finished, you'll make Sophia Loren look like William Bendix.
Is my head at the right angle, Mr. Ray?
Who cares? I mean, it's beautiful, Gloria. Hold that now. One, two...
Ray, step into my office a minute. Good heavens, man. What's going on in here? Or what's come off, I should say. Miss Jackson, as for you...
It's perfectly
all right, Miss Jackson. I fully understand. Just slip a scarf round your shoulders and wait in my office for some dictation.
Clever, clever.
As for you, Ray, you don't stand a chance in the competition. Just look at my photograph. Not bad, eh, Ray? Eh, Ray?
Well, I must admit, it's pretty good, Mr. Trumbull.
And it'll look even better enlarged to 6 feet by 4 feet and displayed in the window at the competition headquarters.
Well, I don't want to disappoint you, Mr. Trumbull, but have a look at these. It's so difficult to pick out the best one. I think woman with a slop bucket.
Slop.
That is the one that, to me, has a certain kind of drama about it.
Slop.
Yeah, now, look. Can you see how I've caught the highlights round the rim of the bucket? And the stark intensity of Kitty's plimsolls? It's got something.
Yes, Ray, for an amateur, I suppose you've done your best. And now get on with your work. I want you to ring Thompson and Bradbury. Their tea has been getting a bit gritty lately. Or perhaps it's just the way you make it. Anyhow, I shall be busy in my office if you want me. Now, Miss Jackson,
I'm still here, Mr. Trumbull. And, oh, this leather chair is so cold.
You're lucky it's not a horsehair sofa. Oh, he's smug. Smug, that's what he is. Smug as a bug in a rug. And lucky, too. Hello? He's left his photographs on my desk. Just a minute, I think a slight switch is indicated. After all, it's not cheating, really. Mine are as good as his. In fact, he might win with them. Then he'd be pleased with me. Yes, I'm really doing him a favor. Aren't I kind to him? Just put my envelope down there and put my address on Trumbull's. This competition should be rather interesting.
Well, Ted, if you're so certain you're going to win the competition, let me see, how much was it? 500 pounds. I could do an awful lot with that dime.
Kitty,
yes.
It's not all profit, dear. There's a shilling entrance fee to come off that.
Oh,
well, that looks... there's Trumbull and Miss Jackson coming in. I suppose they want to witness my triumph.
Yes.
Good morning, Mrs. Ray.
Hi.
And you, Ray.
Hello there, Mr. Trumbull, and nice to see you again, Gloria.
Thank you. I do hope that Mr. Ray does well.
Thank you very much.
Well, Mr. Trumbull, this is it. The winning photographs will be unveiled shortly. I'm sorry about this, Mr. Trumbull, but there we are. After all, somebody's got to win.
Well, now, ladies and gentlemen, tons of hushies, please. Even I, Basil Butterfield, have no idea who is the lucky contestant. But here we go, with lots of unveilies and a surprise to somebody, I'm sure.
Oh, gosh, Ted, you didn't have to do that. What's gone wrong?
I must have got the envelopes mixed up, Kitty. Huh? I mean...
And the winning entry was submitted by Mr. Algernon Trumbull.
But I don't understand. That's Ray. And he's on a rug. Why are you on a rug, Ray?
You should ask. You've always had me on the mat. Oh, Kitty, Mr. Trumbull, everybody. This is what comes of trying to do somebody a good turn. They expose you in public. Pass the talcum to me, Malcolm. I've got that horrible, nasty feeling that I've done it again.
That was Raise a Laugh with Kitty Blewett, Kenneth Connor, Laidman Brown, Rosalind Knight, and starring Ted Ray. The program was written by Bernard Botting and Charles Hart and produced for the BBC by Leslie Bridgman.